Good afternoon. This is Akashvani, and I'm Anuja Kumar with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says India and America stand firmly together in fight against terrorism. Prime Minister states India's Act East policy and Thailand's Act West policy complement each other. Addresses Samvad program through video conferencing. India's wholesale price index eases to 2.31% in January 2025. Nation remembers brave hearts who lost their lives in Pulwama attack. And 38th National Games to conclude today at Haldwani in Uttarakhand. Union Home Minister Amit Shah to grace the concluding ceremony. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said India and America have stood firmly together in the fight against terrorism and both agree that concrete action is needed to eliminate cross-border terrorism. Addressing a joint press meet after holding bilateral talks with U.S. President Donald Trump at the White House in Washington, D.C. today, Mr. Modi said India and U.S. have announced to sign a new 10-year framework for a major defense partnership in the 21st century. The framework, which will run from 2025 to 2035, is aimed at strengthening defense ties between the two countries. More from our correspondent.
In an ambitious move, India and the US have decided to double the bilateral trade to $500 billion by 2030. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said, "The cooperation and collaboration between India and America can shape a better world."
जब अमेरिका और भारत साथ मिलकर काम करते हैं, यानी MAGA, MAGA plus MEGA, तब बन जाता है MEGA Partnership for Prosperity. आज हमने द्विपक्षीय व्यापार को 2030 तक दो गुना से भी अधिक बढ़ाकर 500 बिलियन डॉलर तक पहुंचाने का लक्ष्य निर्धारित किया है.
India and US also agreed that concrete action is needed to eliminate cross-border terrorism. Prime Minister Modi highlighted that concerted action is necessary to eradicate cross-border terrorism.
आतंकवाद के खिलाफ लड़ाई में भारत और अमेरिका दृढ़ता से साथ खड़े रहे. हम सहमत हैं कि सीमा पार आतंकवाद के उन्मूलन के लिए ठोस कार्रवाई आवश्यक है और मैं राष्ट्रपति जी का आभारी हूं. उन्होंने 2008 के जिसने भारत में नरसंहार किया उस मुजरिम को अब भारत के हवाले करने का निर्णय किया है.
During the meeting, US President Donald Trump said, India and the US have agreed to work together to help build one of the greatest trade routes, the India-Middle East-Europe Economic Corridor. He announced a key agreement aimed at making the US the leading supplier of oil and natural gas to India.
The Prime Minister and I also reached an important agreement on energy that will restore the United States as a leading supplier of oil and gas to India.
India and US also reaffirmed that a close partnership between both the countries is central to a free, open, peaceful and prosperous Indo-Pacific region. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said, India will host the Quad Summit later this year and Prime Minister Modi has extended an invitation to President Trump. Both the countries underscored the importance of US-India collaboration to ensure energy affordability, reliability and availability and stable energy markets. The two leaders vowed to move forward to facilitate building American-designed nuclear reactors in India. With Divakar, Bhanu Pratap Singh, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India and Thailand share deep cultural ties that span over 2,000 years. Addressing the Samvad program being organized in Thailand through video conferencing, Mr. Modi said India's Act East policy and Thailand's Act West policy complement each other, promoting mutual progress and prosperity. He said it stands as a beautiful example of the shared philosophical and spiritual traditions of Asia.
India's Act East policy and Thailand's Act West policy complement each other, promoting mutual progress and prosperity. This conference marks another successful chapter in our friendship. The theme of Samvad speaks of the Asian century.
The Prime Minister said this conference highlights that the Asian century is not just about economic value, but also about social values. Mr. Modi emphasized that the teachings of Bhagwan Buddha can guide the world in creating a peaceful and progressive era. He observed that conflicts today extend beyond people and nations, with humanity increasingly in conflict with nature. The Prime Minister remarked that this has led to an environmental crisis that threatens our planet.
The teachings of Bhagavan Buddha can guide the world in creating a peaceful and progressive era. His wisdom holds the power to lead us towards a human-centric future. Extreme views lead to conflicts, environmental crises, and even stress-related health problems. The solutions to such challenges lies in the teachings of Bhagavan Buddha.
The nation is remembering the soldiers who lost their lives in Pulwama attack in 2019. The day marks the sixth year of the horrific terror attack in the Pulwama district of Jammu and Kashmir, where 40 CRPF personnel lost their lives in the line of duty. Prime Minister Narendra Modi paid tributes to the soldiers who lost their lives in this attack. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said the coming generations will never forget their sacrifice and their unwavering dedication to the nation. Union Home Minister Amit Shah also paid tribute to the soldiers who lost their lives in Pulwama attack. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said, "Terrorism is the biggest enemy of the entire human race, and the whole world has united against it." He added that Narendra Modi government is determined to completely destroy the terrorists by running a campaign against them. On February 14, 2019, the country suffered one of the most fatal attacks in its events, the Pulwama terror attack, which resulted in the deaths of 40 CRPF jawans and many others were injured. The attack sent tremors throughout India and is remembered every year as the Black Day to pay tribute to the heroes and to contemplate the struggle against terrorism. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today chaired a meeting with Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis to review the implementation of new criminal laws in the state. The three new criminal laws are Bharatiya Nyay Sanhita, Bharatiya Nagrik Suraksha Sanhita, and Bharatiya Sakshya Adhiniyam. The implementation and current status of various new provisions related to police, prisons, courts, prosecutions, and forensics in Maharashtra was reviewed in the meeting. Maharashtra DGP Rashmi Shukla and other senior officials also attended the meeting. India's Wholesale Price Index, WPI-based inflation, for the month of January 2025 eased to 2.31% on an annual basis from 2.37% in December 2024, according to the Ministry of Commerce and Industry data released today. The annual inflation rate for primary articles in the Wholesale Price Index declined to 4.69% in January, down from 6.02% in December. The fuel and power category witnessed deflation of 2.78% in January against a deflation of 3.79% in the previous month. The data showed that annual rate of inflation based on WPI food index decreased to 7.47% during last month from 8.89% in December. Meanwhile, in the manufactured products category, inflation rose to 2.51%, up from 2.14% in the previous month. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. The President of India, Srimati Draupadi Murmu, is visiting Karnataka today. The President graced the inaugural session of the 10th International Women's Conference being organized by the Art of Living at Bengaluru. Speaking on the occasion, President Murmu said that in the present age of advancements in technology, we must ensure that our human values remain intact.
The advances in technology have given us a better quality of life in some ways. In such a competitive world, we must ensure that our human values remain intact. In fact, every human being needs to put in extra effort consciously to promote human values of compassion, love, and unity.
Tomorrow, the President will address the Platinum Jubilee celebration of the BIT Mesra at Ranchi. The Central Consumer Protection Authority, CCPA, has imposed a penalty of 3 lakh rupees on IITN's Parikshan Kendra Private Limited for advertising misleading claims regarding the result of IITG examination. Consumer Affairs Ministry said the decision was taken to ensure that no false or misleading advertisements is made of any goods or services which contravenes the provisions of the Consumer Protection Act. CCPA has so far issued 46 notices to various coaching institutes for misleading advertisements. The authority has also imposed penalty of over 77 lakh rupees on 24 coaching institutes and directed them to discontinue the misleading advertisements. The RBI imposed several restrictions on New India Cooperative Bank yesterday, including on withdrawal of funds by depositors amid supervisory concerns. The Reserve Bank's directions to New India Cooperative Bank, Mumbai, came into force from the close of business yesterday and would remain in force for a period of 6 months and are subject to review. The RBI said, considering the bank's present liquidity position, the bank has been directed not to allow withdrawal of any amount from savings bank or current accounts or any other account of a depositor. The bank, however, is allowed to set off loans against deposits subject to the conditions stated by the RBI. Further, eligible depositors would be entitled to receive deposit insurance claim amount of their deposits up to 5 lakh rupees from the Deposit Insurance and Credit Guarantee Corporation. Minister of Communication Jyotiraditya M. Sindhya today released commemorative postage stamps released with 3 commemorative stamps on the Mahakumbh 2025. The minister unveiled the stamps at the Arail Ghat Post Office in Prayagraj. The commemorative postage stamps depict 3 prominent aspects of the Triveni Tirth, Maharshi Bharadwaj Ashram, Snan and Akshayavat. Other philatelic items including special covers and cancellations on sacred Snan days, Divya, Bhavya and Digital Mahakumbh and a picture postcard celebrating Prakhyat Prayagraj have also been released. Meanwhile, talking to Akashwani News, sub-postmaster of India Post Manoj Kumar Pandey at the Mahakumbh camp highlighted the various services being provided to the devotees.
कुंभ मेले में आए हुए समस्त श्रद्धालुओं का स्नार्थियों का जिस जो भी प्रकार की सेवाएं पोस्ट ऑफिस से होती है सारी सेवाएं उपलब्ध है कुछ अन्य पोस्ट ऑफिसों की तुलना में यहां अधिक सेवाएं हैं जैसे माई स्टैंप और सोवेनियर शॉप हर जगह उपलब्ध नहीं है जो यहां पर है आधार बनाने का भी हर पोस्ट ऑफिस में नहीं होता जो यहां पर उपलब्ध है आधार बन रहा नया करेक्शन हो रहा है जमा और निकासी हो रही है और पार्सल स्पीड पोस्ट रजिस्ट्री की बुकिंग हो रही है जिसका लाभ हजारों लोगों ने दिया है
In sports, the 38th National Games, which commenced on 28th of January in Uttarakhand, will conclude with a grand closing ceremony today at Golapar International Stadium in Haldwani. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will be the chief guest, accompanied by the Chief Minister of Meghalaya, the President of the Indian Olympic Association, P.T. Usha, and several other distinguished dignitaries. More details from our state correspondent, Sakshi Singh.
Before the closing ceremony, a grand roadshow will take place in Haldwani from Cantonment Helipad to the stadium, during which the Union Home Minister, Amit Shah, will greet the public. He will then formally announce the conclusion of the National Games at the stadium. For the National Games, the Uttarakhand government developed and upgraded sporting venues across 11 cities and 8 districts, hosting events in 35 sports. Over 32,000 volunteers actively participated in organizing this mega event. The Games saw several new national and meet records being set, with athletics standing out as a highlight. 12 national records were shattered in just 5 days. To honor the winning athletes, the state government has decided to establish a sports forest on 2.77 hectares of land where 1,600 Rudraksh trees will be planted. Additionally, in a move towards sustainable development, all medal awarded at the Games, 1,523 in total, were crafted from e-waste. With the conclusion of the 38th National Games, the hosting rights will officially be handed over to Meghalaya. Uttarakhand's Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami will pass the National Games flag to the Chief Minister of Meghalaya during the transition. Sakshi Singh, Akashwani News, Dehradun.
And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says India and America stand firmly together in fight against terrorism. Prime Minister states India's Act East policy and Thailand's Act West policy complement each other, addresses Samvad program through video conferencing. India's wholesale price index eases to 2.31% in January 2025. Nation remembers bravehearts who lost their lives in Pulwama attack. And 38th National Games to conclude today at Haldwani in Uttarakhand. Union Home Minister Amit Shah to grace the concluding ceremony. And with that, we end the midday news.